Blog Talk Radio.
Said I was gonna be a movie star. Said that I was gonna go far. Gonna laugh, gonna play, gonna run in the sun, doing funny, funny things now. But I never did get my way. So I had to stop and say, take a walk, settle down. A slower pace is part of your town. Call some old friends, invite them over again. Invite them in. It's coffee chatter time. It's coffee chatter time.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is 7 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. What can I say? If you are in L.A. County, well, this morning, I got sunshine, baby. I got sunshine. And I'm telling you, it feels good. Although, I have to be in the Antelope Valley. It's in the mid-50s. So, what can I say? Heading toward L.A., hope that sun keeps a smile on, our face, and I hope that sun stays up there and keeps me warm. Hey, not much traffic today. Did you figure it out? It's Columbus Day. Yeah. However, didn't it used to be that Columbus Day? Some of the schools were closed. I'm telling you, school buses are everywhere. Although, I did get a message when I called into the bank. They said that, thank you for calling, whatever bank it was. We are closed on Monday in observation of Columbus Day. Yep. So just putting it out there, if you needed to go to the bank today, too late. You ain't going to go to the bank today. All right. So if the banks are closed, don't that mean that the postman got the day off? Huh? Somebody tell me, fill me in, let me know what's going on in the house. Anyway. Much love, much peace, everyone, today. Did you catch a movie this top 10 weekend? If you did, because you know half of you got Monday off, if you caught one of these movies, as they say, you were definitely, are definitely in the loop. Number one, The Girl on the Train, 2016, starring Emily Blunt. That one made over $24,660. But anyway, what can I say? Not bad. Remember, these are all just estimations. If I'm wrong, please forgive me. Number two, Miss Peregrine's Home of Peculiar Children. One of the stars of that movie, of course, is Judy Dench. That one this weekend alone raked in over $15 million. Not bad. Remember, all estimations, baby. Number three, Deepwater Horizon. One of the stars of that movie, of course, is Mark Wahlberg. And that one made over $11 million, just about $12 million, actually. Number four, The Magnificent Seven, 2016. That one made a smidget over $9 million. And, of course, one of the stars, who else? Is my man, Denzel Washington. Love me some Denzel Washington. You hear me? Love him. All right, number five, Source. Of course, one of the stars in that animation film is Kelsey Grammer. And that one made almost $8.5 million there. Great for the kids, a lot of laughs, okay? Although it has a rated R, so let's take off the great for the kids because you can still get your laugh on. I believe it's rated R. You can still get your laugh on. All right. Number six, The Birth of a Nation. A lot of controversy around this movie. However, made a little bit over $7 million. One of the stars, of course, is the beautiful Gabrielle Union there. You know what? I met her once, a lovely lady, extremely nice. So just put that out there. Number seven, Middle School, The Worst Years of My Life. Interesting. Wasn't middle school bad for everybody? Not bad. But, you know, those growing pains kick in. Everything gets all twisted in a young person's head. But, you know, most of us overcome it. And then we realize so much more than middle school. But anyway. Number seven, Middle School, The Worst Years of My Life, made just about $7 million. Number eight, Scully. Of course, that one stars Tom Hanks, about the airline pilot Scully. And Scully is directed by, who else? Clint Eastwood. Met him two or three times in my life. And well, nice guy. I'm not saying nothing about his politics, to each his own, but I'm saying, as the person standing here talking to, nice guy. Number nine, Mastermind 2016. Of course, one of the stars in that film has several. One of them is Leslie Jones. You know, she has the commercial, "Where You At, Core?" Yeah, she was in Ghostbusters, Saturday Night Live. Anyway, Mastermind 2016, rate in, let's see, a little bit over $4 million. The number stars of that is Lupita Nyong. Remember, she was a beautiful African-American actress, but definitely not African-American, but the beautiful black actress that won, wasn't an Academy Award. I can't think of the film. This is why you should write this stuff down. You know, when I do this, I got it in my head. By the time I get the thought out, the whole thing has changed. All right, fun Hollywood gossip, what can I say? Well, it looks like everything is cool, which I always thought it was, in the house of Badgelina. It looks like everybody's going to remain friends, according to the Hollywood gossip. But, you know, there's always something about Badgelina. So if they do get a divorce, I still say, I got my heart on this story. I hope that is not true. But it looks like everything is cool. They're all coming to, type of communication. Although, did they ever stop communicating? I don't know. But you know, this stuff sells headlines. It makes it for a fun radio talk show. But you know what? I think they're going to be all right, because I think that they're very, very nice people, because they care too much about the world. But hey, I got something to tell you right here. My girl, never met her, Shannon Daughtry. She used to be, of course, Brenda Walsh on 90210. Then she went on and she starred in Charmed. She's an excellent actress. Well, we all know that she has cancer. Did you see her video online? Now, this one I did see, her video. And, of course, you know, the chemo's made her hair fall out and all that. But anyway, with Miss Shannon, she was in her car. She did a little self-take. She was on her way to work out. And her video, maybe a minute or two, very inspirational. And she said, you know, I'm tired. As you can see, I'm puffy and I'm red, from the chemo. I am tired. I want to go home and rest. But where am I going? I'm going to the gym. And I thought that was very inspirational. So I wish her much luck and much love. And we hope, everything is just fine with not only her, but all cancer patients. We hope that there's survival for them all. All right. Okay, people, moving on to, did you see Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, are going to have a new tour coming out? The Soul to Soul 2 tour is coming. I didn't catch the last one. I'm going to really try to get this to see the last time. By the time I tried to get a ticket in any place, it was sold out. But I'm going to start. When they hit L.A., it's on, okay? It is on. I am going to see them. Love me some Faith Hill. Love me Tim McGraw. But I tell you, I think Faith makes Tim, what's that, you know, that show, He Completes Her or whatever. I think she completes him. They are one of the coolest. Tim McGraw, he ain't no slouch, and he's easy on the eyes, too. Okay, people. Now, moving on to a positive thought of the day. I don't know what you're frowning for. Hey, you woke up this morning, so you best be happy about that. Okay? Yeah, that's my positive thought of the day. Yeah, I sure did. Anyway, some coffee chatter news. People, we are doing our second 2016 Sock It To Me drive, where we are collecting brand new socks. Okay, a lady tried to give me some used socks, but I told her I didn't want her used socks. And she had a little attitude, and I thought to myself, you had an attitude last week when I didn't take them. You had an attitude this week when I didn't take them. You'll have an attitude next week. I don't want no used socks, okay? Sorry. So, you know, run out, get us some brand new socks. We are all going to take these socks collectively. All of us at Coffee Chatter to the L.A. Mission, we can deliver, baby, to make sure. And we bring them to the L.A. Mission, and the L.A. Mission then distributes them. So if you have some spare change, of course, you know, we are a nonprofit. any sock donation we will take. You can write this off on your taxes to the extent of the law. So please donate new socks. We have several drop-off locations, one of them being Stella Adler Theater right there on Hollywood Boulevard. Then we have three Coldwell Banker locations. We have Coldwell Banker Marina Del Rey, Coldwell Banker Venice, California, and Coldwell Banker Studio City, California. Those are our three locations. And then, of course, for all you actors and showbiz people that are at the Paramount lot every day, we have them right there at Paramount Studios. And all you have to do is call Coffee Chatter here. We'll give you the information. Go to the Coffee Chatter Facebook page, and you will see the exact address for everything. If you go to coffeechatter.net, you will find the exact locations and information on where you can drop off socks. And, hey, if it's too big and you want us to come pick them up, call us. We will arrange for a pickup. No problem, because that's how we roll up here in Coffee Chatter, because it's always Coffee Chatter time, baby. Okay, so brand new socks. Remember, the L.A. Mission gives out over 100 pairs of socks a day to their homeless citizens. We need socks, men, women, and children. So run up in your local department store and buy some socks. All styles, all sizes, we will take them as long as they are new. And I even asked, do you need children's socks? And like the L.A. Mission informed me, yes, we do accept children's socks because we have, you know, citizens here at the L.A. Mission that have families that are living on the street. And remember, it is wintertime, fall, but wintertime will be coming up. And these socks will go a long, long way. So will you help us out? We'd really, really appreciate it. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning into the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. Again, check us out at Coffee Chatter Facebook. We're right there. We're on Twitter. We're on Snapchat. We have a website. We are on, what's the other one? Instagram. We're there, baby. We're there. All right. I'm in such a good mood today, everybody. Peace and love. People saying new to your pet. Good Lord. Always seeing some stray dog walking down in L.A. Not cool. If you're in L.A. County, contact Actors and Elders for Animals. I get no endorsements for this. I just know they exist. Contact the Sam Simon Foundation.org. Maybe these organizations can help you. Just call your local vet. They can probably give you some information. If you can't afford, you know, full spay and neutering, to get your pet spayed and neutered. Can that continue to have these animals living all on the street, running wild? It's ridiculous. Yesterday, I passed three dogs. The fourth one was a pit bull. He should count as two. He was so big. Running down the street, running down in L.A., running in the empty field. Didn't make any sense. But maybe little Sparky or Fluffy got out under the fence. But I'm telling you, these dogs looked like they were hungry and tired. And, you know, they were. I tried to catch one of the puppies, but he was a little too fast, okay? So, people, stay new to your pets. Much peace, much love to you. And God bless. If you don't believe in God, positive thought of the day. I will talk to you next Monday, all right? Keep it real. Keep it safe. Keep it true. Keep peace within yourself. A little peace, a little compassion, and slow your roll, okay? Slow your roll and enjoy your day. All right. Bye-bye.